Welcome to another edition of Living Out Loud. I'm Barbara Venezia, and I'm sitting here with my co-host, stylist to the stars, Renee Horsch from Marzino Couture, and the infamous Dr. Jorge Rodriguez.
Superstar.
Hola. Superstar.
Hola, chola.
You're on TV, right?
I am on, yes. You know what? This is weird. The first time that I was recognized, it was at a restaurant on the Sunset Boulevard.
Really?
I immediately started texting my friends. I just got recognized.
Did somebody walk over?
I turned into a big old girl. Yeah. Some woman. Who are you, the doctor? I'm the doctor.
See how popular you are?
Well, I said, yes, you want my autograph? No, I just want to know if you're the doctor. No, come on. Don't you want my autograph?
they turn around and leave. They're like, all right, bye.
Oh, cuckoo caca. Yeah.
Oh, well, Renee, I guess that you have been dressing some very famous people. We were talking about Carrie Underwood and Pink.
Love.
Yeah. You like Carrie Underwood?
Well, I love Carrie Underwood. And I took Kevin to Dallas to see Pink because he loves Pink. I have to tell you, it was one of the best, if not the best show I've seen by a woman.
Well, you know, she bought a house in my neighborhood.
Oh, yes,
no way,
I did. Yes,
really?
In Newport Beach.
Yes, I read that.
Yes, she's right across the street from Tim's house on Mesa Drive.
Wow. And let me tell you, not only can she sing, and she sings with no track. Because, because
that's
when she screws up, she goes, I just effed up. You know, and she'll talk to the audience. But on top of that, she's like she's a gymnast.
Oh,
yeah,
I didn't
she
know
does that.
That
whole Cirque du Soleil thing.
No, she flies around the stadium. They put her in this harness, and she flies around like Peter Pan, while she's singing. You know, so she's it's
gosh.
Amazing. If you have a chance
to
see her,
awards. Yeah. She was flying all over the place.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I just think so highly of her. I got blown away. She's amazing.
Yeah, no, she's really cool.
Well, I've been
walking
my dog on her block, hoping to get a shot of her, but I haven't seen her yet. But I will. I am on the Pink lookout.
I'll bet she'll be approachable.
Maybe you can have like a block party and invite her over. Huh?
I don't know. Yeah. I'm hoping she has a dog. So Sasha the Wonder Dog has a new celebrity friend.
Yes. See? Oh
my God. What did you make for her, Renee?
Well, she actually, again, her stylist came in and they were shopping for a music video that she's doing. So they wanted, I think the theme was kind of like an Alice in Wonderland type of theme. And
well, she sings the main tune for the Alice in Wonderland movie.
The new movie.
That makes sense. Okay.
I think he has a bit part in it too.
Okay.
So they were kind of like wanting whimsical ball gowns that had an edge. So I'm like, okay, there's like 10 things wrong with that because most people, we don't just make whimsical with an edge, you know?
Well, if you show the panties, it's already an edge.
Again with the panties.
Is that going to be the common thread for today's
show? I'm afraid so.
Panties. What kind of panties are you wearing today?
I'm not wearing panties.
Are you freeballing today? What's going on?
OMG. They're always free. Nobody has to pay for them.
Oh, there you go. See?
I'm wearing Calvin Klein.
Okay.
Oh, you're wearing Calvin Klein. What are you wearing?
Target.
Target. I love it. Target.
Whatever I bought in Target in Vegas the last time.
Where were we? Pink.
Pink.
You made her
whimsical gown.
Whimsical gown. Yeah. And so then, so we haven't seen the actual video yet. So I don't know exactly what they ended up using because a lot of times when the stylists are pulling, they're pulling not only from you, they're pulling from 5 other designers. So,
oh, really?
Yeah.
So you loan those out, and
you loan those out. Just kind of like on the Academy Awards or any of the award shows, like Halle Berry one year, we dressed her and back and forth with the stylist and. And she had to act. You know, when you're an A-lister like that, you have carte blanche to everybody.
Right.
So it's not. You get at first we got so excited because like, oh my gosh, they're pulling a dress from us. Blah blah blah. Meanwhile, they pulled 20 from Valentino. You know, 10 from Oscar de la Renta. Gucci. You name it. And so they have access to all of that. But the stylist said, oh, Halle Berry, she's going to wear yours. Blah 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 blah. At the 11th hour. As you women all change your minds because you guys are allowed to.
Oh, what? I've become so cynical. Yeah. I'm like, they had no intention. They just wanted the free dress.
Right. No, but these are all on loan, so they've got to return them anyway. But because they don't get to keep all.
No,
of those.
I didn't think so.
Yeah. So, but so we were so bummed because then we're like Mark and I are watching TV like, oh, we're gonna.
That's
this is so exciting. And then like,
it is.
No, it's totally like watching being at a football game and then like your favorite team doesn't they're not there, right?
What do you know about football?
I like the uniforms. Yeah.
But can I ask something?
Yes.
So do you have? Can they mix and match them? Can they put one of your bottoms and a top of somebody else's?
Sometimes they do that.
Yeah, that's kind of tacky,
That's not good. good to do. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Especially if you're like pulling from a brand, you know. Yeah, yeah. So.
Well, but you dress Nancy O'Dell a lot. She's a customer.
Yeah.
And for a long time. So when she sees your stuff on the red carpet,
uh-huh.
she always gives you lots of plugs.
Yeah, well, because we're friends. So then we tip her off. We're like, okay, so-and-so is wearing, you know, this. You know, like we tell her, you know, and then that way she – but then also on the flip side, it's good for her to know these things because then it separates her from the other entertainment journalists that
right.
are out there because she has more to chat about. And then it's more – it makes it a little bit more personal for
so
her.
So when you do get a national mention like that,
uh-huh.
do you see an uptick in sales? I mean, or interest in what you do?
You see an interest. I don't know like how it breaks down into dollars because we always wondered that too. We're like, oh, you know, because we have over a million people now on Facebook.
Right.
And we have
and
a
then
huge
you do
following
QVC.
In the Middle East. And we're like, what does that do for us? How do
no,
like,
because
yeah.
you have – your brick and mortar stores here in L.A., right?
Right.
Right, so there isn't one in New York.
Right,
so what are you going to do?
Right,
exactly.
But you do
yeah.
the QVC. You have a line
right.
for QVC.
QVC.
I mean, it's obviously different than the Couture line, but I would imagine that just that mention, you know, people are watching QVC and they hear Mark Zunino's name and they're like, oh.
Well, it's actually – it's a great – selling tool because then when Mark does go on QVC he can you know they promote him as like oh the you know designer you know stylist to the Hollywood stars and you know Mark
which
you know,
he is
which he is yeah. yeah which is true and so then that way you too at home now you know look at this gorgeous line that
right.
we're selling on QVC it's
right.
Mark's blah 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 so it is designed by Mark but everything is whether it's a low end item or it's an extremely expensive thing at the end of the day good style is good style you know
yeah.
and I think what
right.
what makes our couture very expensive is that we're using 100% silks and cashmeres and you know very expensive fine fabrics.
Right.
Well, on QVC, of course, you can't.
Right.
You know, some of our fabric can be $1,000 a yard. You know,
right.
it's crazy.
Oh, honey, there's never been cashmere in Iowa. You know,
cashew.
I get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, the,
yeah.
you know, all the beautiful women that you dress, they all have this great bone structure, and you know, Halle Berry. We're talking about all of that. So let's. Segue into bones.
Bone
structure, yeah.
Because bone loss is something that I'm a little concerned about right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, you should be.
At 60.
You take calcium? Is that what you do?
I take calcium.
Well, all right. Here's we all start losing bone as we get older, probably when we start to hit 40.
So is that men and women?
Men and women.
Because you usually think osteoporosis and you think women,
well, it's
menopause.
Mostly women because it goes really – the bone loses its calcium really quickly when you don't have estrogen. All right? And you
right.
think, well – or testosterone. But men's
oh.
testosterone doesn't drop as quickly as women's estrogen. Here's what a lot of people don't know. When you were born, Barbara,
mm-hmm.
you had a definite number of eggs in your ovaries. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Yes, you were born with like, I don't know, whatever, 700 eggs.
You had a full carton.
Right? So every month you lost an egg, and that's what having your period is.
Right.
When you have no more eggs to lose, that is menopause.
Right.
And the whole egg cycle gives you more estrogen. So when there are no more eggs to lose, that's when women start losing their estrogen. And estrogen is essential for absorbing calcium into your bones.
So even if you take calcium,
yeah,
if you don't have enough estrogen,
estrogen, right, or there are other medications now that you can take that actually help you absorb the calcium. So you need not just calcium. You need vitamin D along
okay.
with calcium. But that's sort of the carrier in there. What I suggest is that every woman over 50 – all right, go get a bone density scan. Actually, men
right.
too. One, that'll tell you where you lie because you won't know that you don't have enough calcium in your bones. You won't
right.
feel it.
Yeah. I didn't feel anything, but
no.
it's like everybody around me, men and women now, I'm hearing, oh, I need to get a hip replacement and, oh, my knees are going bad. And it's
yeah, but that's not osteoporosis.
It's not, but everybody seems to have some sort
yeah.
of bone loss.
Yeah, a uh-huh. lot of that is arthritis. Another thing that's going on is that people now – are exercising, I think, a little too aggressively. All right,
interesting.
You see these people in their 50s and 60s going to what are they called? These boot camps?
Oh, CrossFit.
CrossFit, and they're getting
oh
injured right and left.
Well, the young one. Okay, so I've got friends that actually do that, and the young guys that are doing it in their 20s and 30s, they're getting injured.
Yeah,
and
I hate that. It's sort of like if you're not feeling pain, you're not making gain.
Yeah,
you know that's because the people that are teaching you, most of them don't know what the hell they're doing. You know, and they appeal to the machismo warrior thing.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
what you do. what you do, the yoga,
right,
is one of the greatest things for bone health. Actually, exercise is great for bone health, but if you pound the bones,
well,
that,
you know,
sounded dirty.
The last time, yeah, the last time keep that the I show was clean. At my doctor's office and they were doing bone density, I have lost a little bit of bone density, but I'm actually 1 inch taller.
Wow.
Than I was a couple of years ago.
How do
you hang
do
upside
that?
Down?
I do a lot of hanging upside down.
See, I knew it. She's a bat.
But,
I need to do that.
Yeah. And I said,
when
you
did start
measure
doing that?
Me again,
yeah,
because I'm 1 inch taller.
Another thing is staying hydrated. If you don't hydrate yourself.
I hydrate all the time.
Yeah. Okay. Whatever. your discs fall flat. That's why that astronaut that came back 2 inches taller than his twin. Do you know about that?
No.
The astronaut that was out there in the space station for a year, he came back taller than his twin because his discs were more hydrated. He lost it all in like
So bone health. No. Should we be drinking milk, eating milk products, or
don't
do you
overdo
just
it on
calcium?
The calcium, because if you it's not about taking too much calcium. It's about taking calcium, vitamin D, and medications. If you really have osteoporosis, which means that your bones are porous,
mm-hmm,
and you've lost the calcium, then you need those medications to help your bone absorb the calcium. If not, you can take all the calcium you want, and you're just going to crap it out.
What about that chondroitin?
Costochondroitin.
MSM.
Those are anti-inflammatories. Don't confuse both the two
okay.
things. All right. Those are to prevent the joints from hurting. That's arthritis.
So it's different.
Yeah, osteoporosis is walking along with brittle bones, and you won't even feel it until you trip over Pink's dog and break your femur and
now,
your hip.
What's the osteopenia?
Osteopenis?
No.
Osteopenia.
See, I like how he takes this. Oh, is he?
Osteopenia
yes.
means lack of. Penia means lack of. So that's you're starting to have the lack of calcium, but you're not at the osteoporosis
so
yet.
So is it a natural progression? Can you stop it at the penia level?
You can. Now you can't even say it without smiling. Osteopenia. Yeah, you can stop it at that level, and that's exactly the level where you want to get it.
Now, there's difference between child bone health and adult bone health.
Yeah.
So as a child, if you didn't have a lot of milk products or calcium, does that have an effect as you get older?
It might. It's hard to say. You know, it's hard to say because your body will absorb calcium from a lot of food. So you'd have to be really starving, all right, not to get enough calcium. So my answer is going to be no for 400, that, you know, if you don't take a lot of calcium as a kid, you're not necessarily going to have weak bones as an adult.
Well, you know, you said vitamin D, which we get from the sun.
Yeah.
But then again, there's the skin cancer issue. So
all you need are 15 minutes of exposing your skin to sunlight to get vitamin D.
Well, we're going to talk all about skin cancer in our next segment.
Excellent.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, we're talking like that's good. I just get a bunch of stuff burned off.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay,
we're going to talk about that in our next segment.
All right.
All right.
But let's do it.
We are done with this segment.
The skin is the biggest organ.
Living Out Loud. Thanks for listening.